blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. I am Reverend Rick, also known as the Collared Carpenter. And today we get a sneak peek at another part of a chapter in the upcoming ebook, In Him Who Created, Talking to God Doesn't Everyone. So let's get started.
Welcome. Today we have Reverend Rick Saff, who is a Western Rite Orthodox priest in Texas, who loves sharing conversations on faith, divine mystery, and all things awesome. Rick is also known as the Collared Carpenter, who enjoys woodworking and bringing creativity to other social media platforms. Join him each week to not only listen to a new podcast, but to leave a message and to have your questions answered on air. And now for this week's episode with Rick.
So today I wanted to share another part of a chapter of the upcoming ebook that I've been working on, that I've been experiencing seemingly my whole life through. But it's the working title right now is In Him Who Created. It's about the mystical experiences that I have had and tying those in together. I've already done one part of another chapter, which was the podcast Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And it was my experience before the actual true relic of the cross. And you'll see a link down below to that episode if you also want to listen to that. And also let me know what you think. As always, please like, subscribe, click the bell notifications, whatever it takes for you to get notified that we have yet another podcast available to you to help you grow in faith. And also, if you'd like to support ministry, consider a subscription on Patreon or even some of the merch. So this part of the chapter is deemed an angel driving a Prius. It had been a long day, not a particularly hard day at work, but just a long day. All I wanted, more than anything, was to just get home to my family, to have dinner, and sleep. God had other plans for me that night. God gives us opportunities to grow in faith. If we open our eyes to the smallest of blessings that present themselves daily, oftentimes, we are too caught up in the busyness of life to pay attention to these subtle hints from God to take time from the me and to focus on the we. This is one of those times. My phone alarm had already gone off at 9:31. It was a prayer time for a quick Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be before heading home. I had promised my wife that I would be home by 9 p.m., but this was another long day and night in ministry work. As I jumped into my car, I texted my wife that I was on my way home finally. I pulled up to the gate at work that was still open, but not for long since it closed every night at 10 p.m. No lights were coming from either direction on the road, or so I thought. The blind hill on my right side stole all my attention as I put my left-hand blinker on. Instinctually, even though no one was around, I looked left, and slowly, coming up the highway, was a set of lights. Usually these lights would have zoomed past me at 65 miles per hour in the dark, but these got progressively slower. As I looked carefully in the distance, the headlights revealed the hazard lights were also flashing. Even though the gate was open to the property, the person slowly passed the gate and stopped just beyond on the highway. Now, I'm not one to stop and usually help anyone on the side of the road. Today's world of craziness and trouble makes it unsafe to venture onto the side of the road. But this was the middle of the night. This was right here next to me. And it was a Toyota Prius. I mean, what type of evil person would be driving a Toyota Prius? So I put on my hazards, putting my car into park, and walked towards the highway. My mind is questioning my motives late at night, but my heart compels me to seek to help the person in need. As I walked into the highway, the window parts ever so slightly, and it's a lady in her 50s. I identified myself as the youth minister from this church that she had just stopped in front of. From this point in the highway, you cannot even tell that there's a church located just 200 feet away. Still apprehensive, she indicates that she has a flat tire. I look, and sure enough, her small tire is completely flat. I introduce myself again, and she half grinned with relief and said her name was Debbie. So I let Debbie know that the gate would be closing shortly, but if she put her Prius in reverse, she could back into the property and be out of harm's way on the quiet highway. Then off the highway, we could figure out what to do. She agreed, and I backed up my vehicle so that she would fit just inside the gate. Now, Debbie just didn't hop out of her car to come and inspect her flat tire. And as I bent down to look at the flat tire with just the light of my headlights, I could see that this was going to take a while. I called my wife to inform her of what had happened. Her first reaction was I was crazy for helping someone I didn't even know, in the middle of the night and in the middle of nowhere. When I described Debbie to my wife and told her that it was a Prius, her mind was at ease, but still not at rest. I told her I would call her shortly once we figured out what to do, and I hung up. Now, I let Debbie know that I'm not one that usually changes a tire. Matter of fact, the last tire I tried to change, I couldn't get one of the lug nuts off because it had been over-tightened. Plus, being a Prius, I imagined that there were only certain spots that you can put a jack stand or otherwise it would bend the frame. But I knew calling a tow truck would just take time, as living in the country and finding someone in a timely manner is usually difficult. Debbie reached for her glove box to find the owner's manual. And sure enough, I was correct. There were only two small slots to jack the car up. And as Debbie got out, she popped open the trunk. And suddenly, I saw her foot was in a cast. As she hobbled to the trunk, she got out her knee scooter and profusely apologized for not being able to help after her surgery. As we began the small talk, she told me that she was a photographer and that her father was actually a Lutheran minister. She remembered many a days spending at the church, helping him with the day-to-day tasks of running a church. I called my wife to reassure her that Debbie was the daughter of a minister and was in need, and we were already working on changing her tire so that she could be on her way. Debbie said hi from the background and thanked my wife for her husband's help. It was easy enough to change the tire, and I told her about the history of the church since 1876 and that of the youth that I was in charge of. And as I lowered the car, Debbie went looking through her purse. "I don't have any cash to give you," she said. I reassured her that it was not about the money for doing this, and she jested, so was ministry. Then she went to her trunk with her camera gear, and she pulled out three small wallet-sized photos. "Here, take these. One for you, one for your wife, and one for your daughter," she said. It was a black and white photo of praying hands, and the caption read, "God's work, our hands." She told me that these were her father's hands. All the help he gave over the years could be seen in those aged hands. Wrinkles, dark spots, and grace is what came to mind. My heart was sincerely touched. See, no money was needed, but the sharing of a father's love made an impact that night. Debbie thanked me again, and as I put her scooter back into the trunk, she drove away, and I wondered to myself just what all this meant tonight. She put on her right-hand turn blinker, and with no one coming but the darkness, she pulled out, and the taillights disappeared over the hill as I climbed back into my car. I called my wife to say that I was on my way, and I think that angels actually drive Toyota Priuses. So I hope you enjoyed yet another chapter section from this upcoming book that I've been working on quite a while. Hopefully it will be out soon. But please, I encourage you to listen to some of the other experiences that I have had and to continue to take moments in your life to stop, to survey what is round in the busyness of life, and to truly see what is God's work through our hands. So blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. God love y'all, and have a wonderful week.